感谢主，借着姐妹给我们这么美的一首诗歌。
We thank the Lord that through our sister, He has given us such a beautiful hymn.
这不仅是姐妹一生的经历和见证。
Not only this is his life, her life experience and her testimony.
实在也是我们每一个蒙恩的人所应该有的见证和诗歌。
But it's also a testimony that we all should have, we who have been saved by His grace.
当我们姐妹她一生经历主的带领。
Our sister was led by the Lord all her life.
她见证说，哦，主大爱何丰满。
And she can testify that how great is His love.
当早晨和弟兄姐妹一同聚在主的饼杯面前。
And every time we gather before the table with brothers and sisters.
一方面我们实在是看见我们的主，神的羔羊是何等配得那尊贵、荣耀、权柄和赞美。
On one hand, we truly see how worthy is the Lamb to receive all glory, honor, dominion, and praises.
同时我里头也实在有很深的感觉，看到说我们是何等的不配。
And also, I have a deep sense in my heart to see how unworthy we are.
主是那样的配，我们却是那样的不配。
The Lord is so worthy, yet we are unworthy.
但主今天能够保守带领我们，还能够在他面前来敬拜他。
But He keeps us and leads us so that we can come before Him and worship Him.
哦，主大爱何丰满。
Oh, how abundant is His love.
这不配的感觉实在是那样的宝贵。
And this unworthy feeling or sense in my heart is so precious.
实在是能够带领让主带领我们走一生的道路。
And then this, He can lead us all the days of our life.
盼望早晨和弟兄姐妹一同来读三处的经文。
This morning I want to share three scriptures with you.
第一处，请打开圣经到耶利米书。
First, please turn your Bible to Jeremiah.
旧约圣经耶利米书第二十九章。
In the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 29.
我们要从第十节读到第十三节。
Let us read from verse 10 to verse 13.
耶利米书第二十九章第十节，耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
For thus says the Lord in verse 10.For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you and bring you back to this place.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Then you will call upon me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
我们再请翻到诗篇第六十六篇。
Then please turn to Psalm 66.
诗篇六十六篇，我们读第十节到第十二节。
Psalm 66, verse 10 to 12.
你使我们进入网罗，第十节。神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。
For you have tried us, O Lord, you have refined us as silver is refined.
你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们的身上。
You have brought us into the net. You lay the oppressive burden upon our loins.
你使人坐车砸我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you brought us out into a place of abundance.
第三处，我们读新约圣经，在腓立比书。
Then let us read from the New Testament book of Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians verse chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章，我们读二十、二十一两节。
We'll read from verse 20 and 21.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who shall transform our body of humiliation into conformity to his body of glory, according to the working of the power which he has, even to subdue all things to himself? Let us bow our heads in more prayers.
主，我们来到你面前，我们的心实在是感到何等的不配。
Lord, as we come before your presence, our heart feels that we're so unworthy.
因为像我们这样的罪人，如今蒙了何等大的恩典。
For such sinners like us have received wonderful grace.
我们来能够来到圣洁荣耀的神面前。
That we can even come before the holy and glorious God.
我们能够呼叫神做我们的阿爸父。
And that we can call God Abba Father.
主，这是何等丰盛的慈爱和恩典。
What abundant grace and love you have poured out for us.
主，因此我们要赞美，说你是配。
So we'll praise you because you are worthy.
主，你是何等的配。
How worthy you are.
主，愿我们早晨再来到你面前。
This morning as we come before you.
再把我们的心来归给你。
We want to give you our hearts.
主，愿你再向我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 刚刚弟兄带领我们唱的这首诗歌啊，是我们Fanny Crosby 姐妹所做的。
Earlier, as our brother led us sing this hymn, it was written by Sister Fanny Crosby.
这首诗歌实在说出我们基督徒一生蒙神带领的故事。
And this hymn talks about our whole life as the Lord leads us.
在其中也说出我们基督徒属灵生活的秘诀。
It also tells the secret of our Christian life.
它更是说出了那爱我们的神所向着我们的意念。
And it also tells us the purpose the Lord has for us.
正如先知耶利米在耶利米书29章所说的。
Just like Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 29.
耶和华说，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
My plan for you is a plan for peace, not for calamity.
要叫你们末后有指望。
So that you can have a future and a hope.
早晨愿意借着这首诗歌三段的诗歌来移动你们交通啊，主带领我们一生的道路。
Through these three stanzas in the hymn, I want to share with you the way that the Lord leads us.
第一段盼望能够来思想神向着我们的意念。
In stanza one, we want to see how what's the thought that the Lord has for us.
第二段我们来思想神在我们身上的带领和供应。
In the second stanza, it talks about His provision and His leading.
第三段我们看见神带领我们的目的。
And then in the third stanza, it talks about his purpose.
在耶利米书29章，这里先知耶利米告诉我们。
In Jeremiah chapter 29, Prophet Jeremiah tells us,
神为巴比伦所定的70年满了之后，他要眷顾他的百姓以色列。
When 70 years have been completed for Babylon, he will visit his people Israel again.
我们知道这一段的圣经是神借着先知写给那被掳到巴比伦去的神的百姓。
We know the Lord is writing this scripture through his prophet to his people in Babylon.
在摩西五经，神多次的借着摩西向他的百姓宣告。
In the book of Moses, the Lord proclaims to his people over and over again through Moses.
神告诉以色列百姓，雅各是他所爱的。
The Lord tells the people of Israel that Jacob he has loved.
以色列是神从埃及地领出来的。
And Israel was brought out of Egypt by God's own hand.
神借着先知也告诉以色列百姓说，在以色列年幼的时候，我爱他。
God told Israelites through the prophet that he has loved Israel when he was young.
就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
And he called his son out of Egypt.
所以这里我们要思想一件事。
So here we want to meditate on one thing.
要问一个问题。
And ask a question.
神既然是这样爱以色列，如同爱儿子一样。
Since the Lord loves Israel as he loves his own son.
那他为什么会允许这样的事情发生，让他所爱的以色列被掳到巴比伦去？
Why did he allow such a thing to happen that Israel would be taken captive into Babylon?
而且被掳有七十年之久。
And he was even in captivity for 70 years.
我想我们从圣经的历史当中可以归纳出两个主要的原因。
As we read the history of the Bible, we can summarize two main reasons.
第一是以色列他们离弃那爱他们的神。
First is that Israel has forsaken the God who loves him.
他跟随假神和偶像去敬拜那 人手所造的偶像。
Israel has followed false gods and idols that was made by human hands.
神虽然多次多方借着众先知来警戒他们，来挽回他们。
Even though the Lord warned them and tried to save them through many prophets.
叫他们要离弃偶像，归向真神。
To tell them to turn away from false gods and to turn to the true living God.
但是以色列他们的心是何等的刚硬，何等的悖逆。
Yet Israel's heart was hardened and disobedient.
他们不仅不听神借着先知的警戒，
离弃偶像。Not only they did not listen to the warning from the prophets.
他们反而起来迫害、杀害那神所差遣的众先知们。
They even rose up and persecuted the prophets.
所以我们看见这是神允许他们被掳到巴比伦的原因之一。
So we see that's one reason the Lord allowed them to be taken captive into Babylon.
今天我们知道我们是蒙神所爱的儿女。
And we know today that we are loved by the Lord.
我们实在知道我们应该尽心尽意尽心尽力爱主我们的神。
We know we should love our God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength.
但是我们看见这仇敌世界的王借着各样的人事物也来吸引我们的心。
But we know the enemy who is the king of this world uses all things to attract our hearts.
引诱我们偏离那单纯爱主的心。
He tries to tempt us so that we will depart from our simple, pure heart that loves the Lord.
他借着各样的事物夺了我们的心，成为我们心中的偶像。
Through many things he used to tempt us to become the idols of our heart.
所以在某种程度上我们与当时的以色列人或许有一些相似的地方。
So to a certain extent, we are similar to the Israelites, in the history.
在这里我们看见另外一个神让他的百姓被掳到巴比伦的另外一个原因。
And there was another reason that the Lord allowed Israelites to be taken captive into Babylon.
我们知道在神带领以色列百姓进入他所应许的迦南地之前。
We know before the Lord led Israelites into Canaan, the promised land.
神借着他的仆人摩西多次多方的来告诉他的百姓。
Through his servant Moses, he told his people.
在他们进入应许迦南地之后。
After they enter into Canaan.
他们要守安息。
They need to observe the Sabbath.
是为着神守那个安息。
For the Lord, they need to observe Sabbath.
神的诫命告诉他们在第七年，每逢七年第七年的时候呢，地也要守圣安息。
By his command, every seventh year, the land will enjoy the Sabbath.
神的诫命是说，这个地呢，要向耶和华守安息。
That the land will observe Sabbath to the Lord.
不可耕种田地，也不可修理葡萄园。
You cannot plow the land, nor can you repair your vineyard.
这在利未记第25章那里告诉我们。
That was found in Leviticus chapter 25.
但是我们看见当时的百姓以色列进到迦南地之后
But we see after Israelites entered into Canaan
前后将近有490年的时间他们没有遵照主的诫命守这个安息
They were there for about 490 years and they did not observe Sabbath
他们在那里继续的耕种继续的修理他们的葡萄园
They continue to plow, they continue to plant
所以我们看见神的管教就临到他们
So we see God's discipline came to them
他们既然不愿意听从神的诫命，让地享安息。
Since they were not willing to observe God's commandment and to observe the Sabbath,
神就用他自己的方法要使这个地得安息。
Then the Lord used his own ways to give the land the Sabbath.
所以我们看见，当以色列被掳到巴比伦七十年的时间
，So we see when the Israelites was led to Babylon for 70 years,
那应许地就荒凉。
And then the promised land was become barren.Desolate.
就没有人耕种
And there was no one to plow on the land.
应许地因此就享受了他所当得的安息
And the promised land received its rest.
我们看见对神来说这是一件何等羞辱的事情
We see it's a matter of humiliation to the Lord.
因为我们知道以色列是神所召出来的见证
Because we know the Israelites is a testimony that God has called out for himself.
他不仅是神所爱的儿子
Not only he is the son that God loves.
他更是神在万民当中所设立的见证
But also he is the testimony that God has set up among all people.
但是我们看见神宁可让他的见证受到羞辱
But yet the Lord would rather have his testimony to be humiliated.
神宁愿让他所爱的儿子被掳到巴比伦为
rather for his only beloved son to be taken into Babylon.
但是我们看见神却尊重他自己的话语
But the Lord esteems his own words.
神重看重他的话语过于他的名声。
He esteems his own words more than his renown.
所以神的管教就借着巴比伦临到了以色列。
So his discipline came to Israelites through Babylon.
今天在我们蒙爱的神儿女们身上，是不是也是如此？
Isn't that so with us who are loved by the Lord?
神何等的爱我们。
How much has the Lord loved us?
神在我们身上有何等荣耀的旨意。
He has such a glorious purpose in our lives.
神盼望我们能够在这世代中成为他的见证。
He desires for us to be his testimony.
但我们不要因为神爱我们，我们就轻忽了神的诫命。
But just because God loves us, we should not look lightly upon his words and commandments.
我们看见从前以色列人没有在神所命令他们的安息上面，他们把那个时间来奉献给神。
We see that the Israelites did not offer to God the rest and the Sabbath that God demanded.
今天神是不是在我们身上，神也有一些他的心意，有些他的话语成为我们的命令。
Does the Lord has the same desire and words to be our commands?
比方说，在我们这些属神的人，我们的时间的上面。
For example, in our time as we are belong to the Lord.
神知道今天这个世代我们每个人都非常的忙碌。
We know that we're very busy in this generation.
从早忙到晚。
From the morning to evening.
每天都有许多忙碌的事情。
There are many things that keep us busy.
但神盼望我们能够有一段时间是分别出来亲近他，在他里面享受安息的时间。
But the Lord desires for us to have a time to be separated to him, that we can enjoy a rest in himself.
我们是不是像从前以色列人一样，我们窃取了神的时间。
Yeah, are we like the Israelites who robbed God?
我们没有把当归给神的来归给他。
We did not give to him what belongs to him.
神也盼望他的儿女们能够主日早晨也一同来到他的面前。
And the Lord desires for his people to come before him on Sunday mornings.
来享受他的安息。
To enjoy his rest.
也将他所当得的感谢和赞美来归给他。
To give him the praises and thanksgiving that is due him.
今天我们是不是也将这样的时间分别出来归给神？
Do we separate this time for him?
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神虽然爱我们，
We see that even though the Lord loves us,
但我们却不要轻忽了神的管教。
But do not look lightly upon his discipline.
就像当时神如何管教他所爱的以色列。
As the Lord has disciplined Israel whom he loves,
我们看见正是因为神爱我们，
Because he loves us,
他就必管教我们。
He will reprove us.
好叫我们能够在他美好的心意里头来跟随他的带领。
So that we can enter into his good purpose and follow his leading.
所以我们看见神管教，借着巴比伦来管教他的百姓的时候。
So we see when the Lord disciplined his children through Babylon.
神在那里给他们有一个宝贵的应许。
The Lord gave him a precious promise.
神希望他们能够明白说，他们向他们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
The Lord wants them to understand that His plan for them is a plan for welfare, not for calamity.
神虽然管教他所爱的，
Even though He reproves those He loves,
但神的意念却是一个赐平安的，是一个爱的意念。
His plan is still a plan of love, a plan to give peace.
就像我们在肉身做父母的一样，
Just like we being parents,
我们是不是也会要管教我们的儿女，当他们在一个危险的情况。
Do we not also discipline our children when they're in danger?
打比方说。
Or for example?
那小孩子呢，他们很喜欢吃甜的东西。
Our children like to eat sweets.
他可能心里面想啊，我每天呢吃糖果、吃巧克力、吃 ice cream、吃冰淇淋呢，我就好了。
Perhaps they think every day all I need to eat is candies, chocolate, and ice cream.
我不晓得有没有小孩子他可以从早到晚就吃巧克力、吃冰淇淋。
I don't know if there's any child that can eat chocolate and ice cream all the day long.
但如果呢，你的孩子这样子对你说，父母亲你不用那么辛苦为我们准备饭食。
But if your children tell you, oh, parents, you don't need to work so hard in the kitchen to
prepare
food for us.
每餐只要让我吃巧克力、吃冰淇淋，我就满足了。
All you need is to give me chocolate and an ice cream for every meal, and I'll be happy.
弟兄姐妹，如果你爱你的儿女，你会这样子任凭他们吗？
If you truly love your children, would you indulge them like that?
你是不是一定是要管教他？
Would you not discipline them?
要让他能够知道什么是好的。
So that they will know what is good.
有些孩子当你要这样管教的时候，
Some child, when you discipline them,
那他就说，你爸爸妈妈不爱我。
Then they will say, "Oh, you parents, you do not love me."
我要离家出走。
I'll run away from home.
有没有这样的孩子？
Have you not seen such child?
我听过是有。
I've heard such things.
那你做父母的，做父母亲，你们心里面是如何的想这件事呢？
Then how should you respond in your heart as a parent?
你愿意，你是不是愿意把最好的来给你的孩子？
Do you not want to give the best to your child?
当你需要管教你孩子的时候，
So when you need to discipline him,
你是存着什么样的意念呢？
What plan do you have in your heart?
你是要罚他罚到一个地步呢，他实在是受不了。
Were you planning to punish him until he cannot bear it anymore?
你会打他呢，好像在打那个坏人一样吗？
Would you beat him as you beat a robber?
我想是不会的。
I don't think so.
当你在管教你的儿女的时候，
When you discipline your child,
你心里面有一个很清楚的意念。
You have a very clear purpose in your heart.
爱你的儿女。
You discipline because you love him.
所以你这样子管教。
So you discipline them.
你爱你的儿女。
You love him.
你希望他们的生命能够长得健康强健。
And you want your child to grow up strong.
所以你不会任凭照着他们所要的来答应他们。
So you will not grant them what they have wished.
今天神管教他所爱的也是如此。
The Lord also disciplines us the same way.
神说耶和华你神管教你就像人管教儿子一样。
The Bible tells us the Lord disciplines his children as a father disciplines his son.
正因为耶和华爱我们，
Because he loves us,
他必要管教我们，
He will discipline us,
他要责备我们，
And he will reprove us,
正如父亲责备他所爱的孩子，
As the father corrects the son whom he loves.
神的管教乃是要叫我们与他的圣洁有份。
He disciplines us so that we can take part in His holiness.
神管教他所爱的儿女，乃是根据他那个有旨意的爱。
He will discipline us according to His love, which has a purpose.
神借着环境，借着各方各面管教他所爱的儿女。
Through all the circumstances, through every matter that happens, He disciplines us.
来把我们带进他荣耀的旨意里。
So that we can be brought into His glorious purpose.
虽然在管教的时候，我们都觉得痛苦。
Even though we feel the pain when we go through discipline.
我们都不太喜欢。
And we don't like it.
甚至有些时候呢，我们也像那悖逆的儿子一样。
Even at times we are like rebellious children.
你管教我，你不爱我。
If you discipline me, then you do not love me.
那我就要离家出走。
Then I'm going to run away from you.
我就不来聚会。
I will not come to meeting anymore.
就不来跟随主。
I won't follow the Lord anymore.
弟兄姐妹，求主来光照我们。
May the Lord shine His light on us.
让我们看见神的管教是他何等的爱。
So that we can see His discipline is because of His love.
让我们实在认识他向着我们的意念是那赐平安，是那爱的意念。
So that we truly know that His plan for us is a plan for peace.
好叫我们能够服在他管教的底下。
So that we can submit ourselves under His discipline.
在管教的时候虽然痛苦。
And when He's disciplining, even though it's painful.
但是我们的神却是那恩典的神，是那赐安慰的神。
Yet He is a gracious Lord. He is the Lord who gives comfort.
他告诉我们说末后有指望。
He tells us, He gives us a future and a hope.
我们知道神既不爱惜他自己的儿子，
Since he did not spare his only son,
他岂不将他自己和万物一同的白白的赐给我们？
Will he not also give us himself and all things?
所以神虽然要管教我们，
Even though he disciplines us,
在这里他告诉我们说他给我们有一个末后的指望。
And he says he gives us a hope in the future.
他乃是要将那赐恩典叫人祷告的灵赐给我们。
Because he wants to give us a spirit of grace and supplication.
这个灵呢能够叫我们来呼求我们的主。
This spirit of grace and supplication will cause us to cry out to the Lord.
来祷告我们的主。
So that we can know how to pray to him.
主应允我们，他主答应我们说他必应允我们。
And he promised that he will listen to us.
神也给我们一个末后的指望，说我们若寻求他，专心寻求他。
Also there is that hope that when we seek him with all our heart,
他说他必使我们能够遇见。
And he will find, he will be found.
弟兄姐妹，这是神给我们在管教中何等的安慰。
So this is such a comfort in the discipline.
我们要向祷告。
So we need to pray.
我们要呼求。
We need to cry out.
我们要寻求。
We need to seek after him.
即使在一个艰难的苦难当中，
Even in tribulation,
在神的管教底下，
Under his discipline,
神应许我们说，只要我们呼求，只要我们寻求，他必叫我们寻见。
He has promised when we cry out and seek after him, he will be found.
我们看见当神让以色列的百姓被掳到巴比伦70年之后，
After 70 years of captivity in Babylon,
也就是经过神的管教之后，
After the Israelites has gone through the discipline of the Lord.
我们看见那应许地就得着了当得的安息。
We saw that the promised land has received its rest.
另一方面，我们看见神的百姓也得着了医治。
On the other hand, we saw the healing for the children of the Lord.
我们知道以色列的历史是实在是充满了拜偶像的的许多的错误。
Throughout the history of Israelites, they have been worshiping idols.
有四百九十年的时间，在他们在应许地，在那里拜假神，敬拜偶像。
490 years, they've been worshiping idols in the Promised Land.
先知一次一次的劝诫，他们却不肯回头。
Even though they're warning from many prophets, they had never turned away.
但非常稀奇的，当他们被掳到巴比伦之后。
But how amazingly, after they were taken captive into Babylon.
我们知道当时的巴比伦是一个充满偶像的地方。
We know Babylon is a land full of idols.
各式各样的偶像。
All different kinds of idols.
然而奇妙的是当神的百姓从巴比伦归回的时候。
Yet amazingly, when the people of Israelites returned from Babylon.
从此之后他们完全的与偶像断绝。
And they were cut away from their idols completely.
他们再也不拜敬拜偶像。
They never went back to worship idols.
这是神奇妙的智慧和作为。
It is God's amazing wisdom and His work.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们是否曾经怀疑过神的爱。
I don't know if you have ever doubted God's love.
我们知道仇敌魔鬼常常在那里，在我们心思里头来叫我们怀疑神的爱。
We know the enemy, the devil, always causes our heart to doubt His love.
就像起初他来引诱始祖夏娃一样
Just as he has tempted Eve in the beginning
特别在我们在一些难处当中的时候
Especially in difficulties
魔鬼就在我们心思里头叫我们怀疑神的爱
The devil will speak in our heart so that we would doubt God's love
怀疑神向着我们的意念
To doubt his purpose for us
所以我们必须要警醒在主的面前。
So we need to remain awake and alert before the Lord.
我们必须简单借着信心相信神是何等爱了我们。
With a simple faith, we need to believe that He loves us.
就像诗歌所说的
Just as the hymn has said,
神圣安慰属天生活。第一段。
Heavenly peace, divinest comfort.
凭信我可从他得。
By faith in Him to dwell.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天如何能够活在神的爱里
？How can we live in God's love？
如何我们能够过着一个属天的生活
？How can we live this divine or heavenly life？
我们能够在难处中得着那神圣的安慰
？How can we receive this divine comfort in our difficulties？
乃是借着我们的信。
It is by faith。
我们相信凡事临我都有神的美意，不必测。
That we will believe that whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well。
有一位弟兄叫张于之
And there was a brother called Brother Zhang.
他是尼托森弟兄在上海的一个主要同工之一
And he was a co-worker of Brother Watchman Nee in Shanghai.
我们知道在解放之后他因着信仰的缘故为主坐了七年的牢
After the China was established, because of his faith, he was imprisoned for 7 years.
经过许多的逼迫和苦难
And he went through many tribulations, persecutions and difficulties.
当他在出狱七年之后出狱与他女儿的一段对话当中
After he was released from prison, he had a conversation with his daughter.
我们的弟兄含泪深深地对他的女儿说
Our brother with teary eyes said to his daughter,
说我实在对不起神的恩典
I truly am not worthy of God's grace.
他的女儿就非常的不明白
And his daughter did not understand it.
因为他的女儿爱自己的父亲
Because She loves her father.
她看见父亲为主的缘故，经过七年牢狱之后，变得那样子的瘦弱。
She saw that after the persecutions in the imprisonment, her father was so thin and unhealthy.
她女儿就为父亲抱不平的说：“是神亏欠了你，还是你亏欠了神？”
Then his daughter said, "Did the Lord shortchange you, or did you shortchange the Lord?"
是不是监狱把你给关糊涂了？
Are you become foolish after the prison?
弟兄，我们看见我们的弟兄，他实在是一位认识神的人。
But we see this brother knows the Lord.
监狱七年的生活并没有叫我们弟兄糊涂。
After 7 years of prison, his mind was not dull.
反而是让我们的弟兄更深的认识神和神的爱。
And even more so, he knew the Lord and His love even more.
所以他说， 他亏欠了神的恩典。
So that he can say he shortchanged the grace of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，其实我们都是亏欠神恩典的人。
Truly, we have all fallen short of his grace.
不仅在我们还没有蒙恩之前，做罪人的时候，我们亏欠神的恩典。
Not only before we were saved, when we were still sinners, we had been shortchanging his grace.
弟兄姐妹，就是我们蒙恩多年之后，我们看见这一路，我们还是何等亏欠了神的恩典。
Even after we're saved, all these years, we still see that we're in debt to His grace.
是不是常常一点难处临到我们，我们就在那里怀疑神的爱呢？
As soon as some difficulties come to us, we start doubting His love.
当神量给在管教我们，量给我们在苦难里头，我们是不是在那里抱怨神呢？
When He measures to us that some difficulties to discipline us, do we complain to Him?
然而神还是那样子的恩待我们，保守我们，
yeah,
直到今日。
Yeah, he still shows grace to us and keeps us.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们在圣灵的光照之中，我们看见我们是何等的不配。
So、in the light of the Holy Spirit, we see how unworthy we are.
我们实在不配神的爱。
We're truly unworthy of His love.
不配神的恩典。
Unworthy of His grace.
我们实在是与我们弟兄有同样的感觉。
Then we'll have the same feeling as our brother.
我们真是亏欠了神的恩典。
So we're in debt to His grace.
姐妹，我们今天在神面前有一个难处。
And,
有一个难处。
Sister?
弟兄姐妹。
Today there's a difficulty for all of us before the Lord.
为什么我们跟神之间会有一些难处呢？
How come there are difficulties between us and the Lord?
就是我们觉得我们配。
Because we feel that we are worthy.
我们觉得我们这样子来爱神。
Because we feel that we are here to love the Lord.
这样子聚会，
we're here to gather.
我们读经祷告，
we read and pray together.
我们也为主摆上，
and we give a lot to the Lord.
我们里头，我们或许说，或许不说，我们心头有个感觉。
Even though we might not say it, but we have a feeling in our heart.
什么感觉？就觉得我们配得神的恩典。
That we feel that we deserve God's grace.
所以当神好像没有施恩给我们的时候，
so when He did not show us the grace.
当神没有保守我们的时候，
when He did not keep us.
有难处临到我们，
when difficulties come.
我们心里头就开始怀疑神的爱。
We start doubting His love.
我们就埋怨神。
We murmur in our heart.
为什么会这样子？
Why is that so?
那是我们心里头觉得我们配。
Because we felt that we are worthy.
但弟兄姐妹，我们实在不配神的恩典。
But truly, we do not deserve.
你觉得如果我们真的看到我们是何等不配神的恩典
？If we truly see how unworthy we are of His grace.
你觉得我们就知道凡事领我都有他的美意不必测。
Then we know whatever befalls, He has a good purpose behind it.
感谢赞美主，他这样子爱我们。
We thank and praise the Lord how He has loved us.
虽然我们不明白他的意念，
even though we don't understand His purpose,
但是他并不改变他爱我们的意念。
But He does not change His purpose of love.
所以他带领我们要走一生的道路。
So He will lead us all our life.
我们知道神向着我们的心意是那上好的心意。
We know He has the best purpose for us.
不是那次好的。
It is not the second best.
是完全的。不是部分。
It is perfect and complete. It's not partial.
像我们弟兄上一周所讲的
，As our brother shared last week,
我们蒙恩以后拿到一张上天堂的 ticket， 我们就很高兴了。
After we were saved, we felt very happy because we got a ticket to heaven.
但是感谢主，他向着我们的心意，并不因为我们高兴就改变。
But we thank the Lord just because we're happy, He did not change His purpose for us.
神要把他全辈的救恩成就在我们身上。
He will accomplish His full salvation on us.
神要把他荣耀的旨意成就在我们这些蒙他所爱的人身上。
His glorious will be accomplished in all of us whom He loves.
所以我们看见神必须在我们身上来制作我们，来管教我们。
So we'll see the Lord will make us and discipline us so that we can be molded.
我们知道在我们身体，在我们的身上，那肉体在我们里头。
We know there is a self in us.
这个肉体就是神成就他旨意在我们身上最大的一个阻碍。
And this flesh is the greatest obstacle, to God's work.
那是因为撒旦常常借着我们这个肉体，还有天然的心思呢，来影响我们，来叫我们不能够啊，让神成就他的旨意在我们身上。
Satan will influence us on our flesh and through our natural thoughts, so that his work cannot be done in our lives.
所以神必须带领我们经过那水火。
So the Lord has to lead us through fire and through water.
在诗篇66篇告诉我们。
In Psalm 66, it tells us.
神，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。
You have tried us, O Lord, as you have refined silver.
这个为什么神必须要来试验熬炼我们呢？
Why does the Lord has refined us and tried us?
这里说像熬炼银子一样。
He refines us as silver is refined.
我听有前面的弟兄告诉我们，那个传统的银匠他在炼银子是怎么样的炼的。
I heard brothers that were older telling us how the refiners work with silver.
他们把银子都放在那个一个炉子里头。
They put all the silver in one furnace.
然后呢，在底下就开始用火来加温。
And they heat up the furnace with fire.
加温到个地步呢，银子开始就融化了。
To a temperature that the silver begins to melt.
融化了之后。那纯净的银子跟渣渣就分开了。
After the silver melts, the pure silver will be separated from all the dross.
那银匠呢，就把那个渣渣呢，从这个炉子里头把它拿出来。
And then the silversmith will take out all the dross that's floating on top.
那这银子就越来越纯，越来越纯。
And the silver will be purer and purer as it gets refined.
当银匠能够从这个液体的银子能够看见自己所反射 的样子。
When the silversmith can see the reflection of himself through this liquid silver,
他就知道这个银子已经被炼得纯净了。
Then he knows this silver was refined to the purest state.
弟兄姐妹，这是神为什么今天必须在我们身上来熬炼我们的原因。
That is why the Lord has to refine us today.
因为在我们身上还有肉体。还有天然的血气，就像是那渣渣一样。
Because there is still flesh, our natural self that's in us, just like the dross in the silver.
神怎么样子把这些渣渣从我们身上给分开来呢？
How can the Lord separate us these dross from our lives?
神必须要加温。
He can only heat up the temperature.
要用火。
With fire.
就像这里所说的，熬炼我们如同熬炼银子一样。
So that we can be refined as silver is refined.
这里我们看见最终神的心意乃是要叫这个银子得为成为纯净。
Eventually God's purpose is so that the silver can be pure.
能够反映出主人的形象。
That it can reflect the image of the owner, of the master.
所以这里诗篇也告诉我们你使人坐车砸我们的头。
Here the Bible tells us you made men ride over our heads.
就你们这是非常痛苦的一件事情。
And it's a very painful thing.
我不晓得我们有没有被人坐车砸头，砸我们的头过。
I don't know if anyone has ridden over your head.
但是我们可想，那是非常痛苦的一件事。
We can imagine it's a very painful thing.
这里说，我们虽经过水火
，And here it says, even though we go through fire and through water,
神却使我们到丰富之地。
Yet you brought us out into a place of abundance.
我们感谢赞美主，神虽然这样子来试验我们、熬炼我们
，We thank and praise the Lord, even though the Lord tries us and refines us.
神这样子来带领我们经过水火之地。
He lead us through water and through fire.
但是我们看见神的目的乃是要把我们带到那丰富之地。
But his purpose is so that we can be brought into abundant place.
在这过程当中，神知道我们常常力不能伸。
Through the process, the Lord knows sometimes we are weak and feeble.
神也知道我们常常可难当。
And he knows that the difficulties will overtake us.
所以神就为我们预备了供应。
So he provides for us.
神的供应简单的在两个方面。
And he prepares something very simple.
就当我们经过水火的时候，神供应我们灵粮。
That through when we go through fire and water, he provides a living bread.
这灵粮就是神的话。
A spiritual food that is God's word.
也就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That is the Lord Jesus himself.
我们知道他是从天上降下来生命的粮。
We know he's the heavenly living bread that came from heaven to earth.
是神所为我们预备供应我们属灵生命成长的那个食物。
That he's the food that the Lord has prepared for us.
这个食物如何能够叫我们生命得着力量，得着成长
？And how can this heavenly food cause us to receive strength and growth？
地上的食物。
How the earthly food can cause our body to receive strength？
同样，这个属灵的食物也成为我们属灵生命的成长的食物和力量。
In the same way, this heavenly food will become our strength in our spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们一次的说我们要读主的话语
？That's why again and again we remind brothers and sisters that we need to read God's word.
我们要渴慕主的话语。
We need to have a desire and a thirst for His word.
我们要把主的话语当食物一样吃进去。
We need to eat His words as food.
这个食物是我们每一天都要吃的。
And this food we need to eat every day.
常常要吃。
We need to eat often.
主自己就成为我们生命的那个食物
，so that He Himself will become the food of our life，
叫我们属灵生命能够成长
，that our spiritual life can grow，
也叫我们 在经历那试炼当中能够得着力量。
So that even when we go through tribulations, we can receive strength.
刚提到张弟兄在他青年监狱和劳改的经历当中。
Earlier we mentioned Brother John's experience when he went through imprisonment.
我们知道那实在是如水火般的艰难。
And it was as difficult as going through fire and water.
有一次我们弟兄经过非常长时间的审讯。
There was one time he was going through a very long interrogation.
在不准睡觉的折磨之下。
He was not allowed to sleep.
我们弟兄软弱了
，and he became weak。
我们也常常在一些熬炼当中，我们也软弱了。
And even for us, when we go through difficulties, we become weak。
他就有一个念头，想要了结自己的生命。
So he had a thought that he wanted to end his own life。
然而，我们的神却借着在哥林多前书第十章的话告诉他。
But through the words in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Lord reminded him。
你们所遇见的试探。无非是人所能忍受的。
No difficult temptation has overtaken you, but those that are common to men.
这里讲到的试探呢，是试炼的意思。
And this temptation talks about a refining.
神是信实的，必不叫你们所遇见的试探过于你们所能受的。
The Lord is faithful; He will not cause this temptation to be more than you can bear.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路。叫你们能忍受得住。
When you're tempted, he will provide a way so that you can escape.
所以我们看见我们弟兄在从前他所读的主的话语。
So that we see when our brother read God's word.
在艰难的时候，圣灵就使他成为我们弟兄的力量。
In the most difficult time, the Holy Spirit reminds him of God's own word so that he can become his strength.
我们弟兄就得蒙主的保守。
And he was kept by the Lord.
他继续。在那里度过他在监狱里的生活。
He continued to go through his life in prison.
刚刚诗歌也告诉我们，神怎么样子来供应我们，当我们经历试炼的过程中。
The hymn also told us how he has led us when we go through tribulation.
他也赐给我们有那从灵磐石出来的活水。
And he also gave us a living water that comes from a spiritual rock.
我们知道这灵磐石就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We know that the spiritual rock is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们，诗歌告诉我们说，看哪，面前就是磐石。
The hymn tells us, lo, a spring of joy I see. There is a rock before me.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道，当我们蒙恩之后
，We know after we have been saved by His grace.
圣灵保惠师就住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us.
我们的主就成了那随着我们的灵磐石。
The Lord becomes the spiritual rock that follows us.
我们知道从前那灵磐石如何跟着神的百姓以色列在旷野里头。
Before the spiritual rock was following the people of Israel through the desert.
当那磐石被击打的时候，就有水从里头出来。
When the rock was struck by the staff, water will come out.
我们看见我们的主在2000年前在十字架上，他身体为我们裂开。
We see that the Lord Jesus on the cross 2000 years ago, his body was broken.
他就成了那生命的活水来供应我们。
And the living water of life became our provision.
来解我们的干渴。
So that we can quench our thirst.
所以这里诗歌提醒我们说，看哪，面前。
So here the hymn reminds us, behold, right, there's a rock before us.
很多时候我们虽然头脑里头知道，
Sometimes we know it in our head.
我们知道主耶稣就是那灵磐石，随着我们。
We know that the Lord Jesus is our spiritual rock. He's following us.
但是很多时候为什么我们不能够享用这从灵磐石出来的活水呢？
But how comes very often we cannot enjoy the living water that comes from this rock?
一个原因就是我们没有看见。
There is one reason that we did not see.
这个看见说实在不是我们从人教导就能够看见的。
And this seeing, this vision cannot be taught by man.
这看见乃是圣灵在我们里头开我们的眼睛。
This vision can only be opened by the Holy Spirit.
用你们，所以我们实在是要常常来祷告，仰望那施恩的圣灵。
So we really need to pray often to look up to this Holy Spirit that shows grace.
那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
The Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
开我们的眼睛。
To open our eyes.
好像我们能够真看见。
So that we can truly see.
让我们能够真知道我们的主就是那随着我们的灵磐石。
So that we can truly know that the Lord is a spiritual rock that's always with us.
就当我们非常在困难的环境里头。
That in a difficulty environment.
我们才能够从这灵磐石得着活水的供应。
That we can receive the provision of living water through this rock.
诗歌另外又告诉我们说，在我们面前。
And it also tells us the rock is before us.
我们看见不是在前面。
It is not further yonder.
在前面，你发现我们好像还要再走一段路才能够够得上。
It's not as if we have to walk a distance before we can reach it.
但是我们就看到主耶稣基督这灵磐石就在我们里面。
But we see our Lord Jesus is within us.
是我们随时可以来领受，随时可以来支取。
And we can draw from Him anytime and any moment.
诗歌说。喜乐活泉可来尝。
And here it says, a spring of joy I see.
因为有些时候我们知道了主实在就是那供应我们灵磐石的、供应我们活水的灵磐石。
Sometimes even though we know that he is this、rock of living water.
但弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们却没有来领受，来享受这活水的泉源。
But very often we do not come to draw from this water.
所以求主来帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
来向我们说话。
That he will speak to us.
因为我们都来。
That we can all come.
圣灵和心腹都说来。
May the Spirit and the Bride say come.
我们那听见的我们也要说来。
Let those who hear say come.
弟兄姐妹，当我们经历过，我们经历过享受这灵磐石的活水成为我们的供应。
When we have enjoyed this provision of the spiritual water.
我们实在是应该彼此的鼓励。
So that we need to encourage each other.
叫我们的同伴都来。
So that all of our companions will come.
叫我们在这条跟随主的道路上。
That on this way to, that we follow the Lord.
我们都来经历，来享受这灵磐石所供应我们的活水。
We can all experience and enjoy this living water from the Lord.
张弟兄他在监狱一段年日之后，他又被下放到青海接受劳改。
After a few years in prison, Brother John was sent to Qinghai province for labor reform.
他在那个艰难的环境所面临的就是饥饿、孤单和劳役。
Now, through that difficult environment, he went through hunger, went through loneliness, and heavy labor.
我们弟兄他因着思念自己所爱的妻子，还有四个还年幼的女儿。
Because he was missing his wife and his four young daughters.
他也想到自己的老母亲。
And he also thought of his old mother.
我们弟兄就心灰意冷，他就想要放弃。
His heart grew very cold and he wanted to give up.
他心里就想，他不要再做传道人了。
And he thought he wouldn't want to be a preacher anymore.
只要做一个普普通通的平信徒就可以。
He just wanted to be a common believer.
我们可想而知，我们弟兄在当时，在那样的熬炼里头，他是何等的软弱。
We can only imagine how weak he had become in such tribulation.
但感谢主，主实在是与我们同在。
But we thank the Lord that He is always with us.
他与我们弟兄同在。
He was with our brother.
突然在他心里头就有一个声音对他说。
And suddenly there was a voice in his heart that tells him,
你若退后，我心里就不喜欢。
If he shrinks back, then my soul does not delight in him.
就在希伯来书第十章那里。
It was found in Hebrews chapter 10.
当我们弟兄听见了主这样对他说的话。
And when he heard such voice,
他心里面就深深的受到感动。
His heart was moved deeply.
也得着扶持。
And he was also strengthened.
他在主面前就流泪认罪。
And he shed tears before the Lord and confessed his sins.
他就对神说，他不会做一个退后的人。
He repented and said he will not shrink back.
他要一生跟随，紧紧的跟随主，直到路终。
And he will follow the Lord until his road ends.
感谢主，我们看见这灵磐石就成为我们弟兄在极难时、在艰苦的环境中的供应。
We thank the Lord that this spiritual rock had become the provision for our brother in his most difficult time.
弟兄姐妹，神虽然使人坐车砸我们的头
，Even though the Lord causes people to ride over our heads，
神虽然带领我们经过水火般的试炼
，Even he lead us going through water and fire，
我们看见神却使我们进到了。丰富之地。
Yeah, he calls us to enter into a place of abundance.
叫我们越来越认识我们的神。
So that we can know him more and more.
越来越认识神的爱。
So that we can know his love more and more.
叫我们越来越向着主忠心。
That we can be more and more faithful to him.
也看见主的生命也越来越丰盛的成形在我们身上。
We can also see that his life has become more and more abundantly formed in us.
所以当诗歌第三段告诉我们说，哦，主大爱和丰满。
So when In stanza 3, it tells us all the fullness of his love.
我们看见，当我们这样子蒙主带领经过水火的环境，
we see how the Lord had led us through water and through fire.
当我们走过一生的道路，
when we went through all the days of our life.
当我们经历神是如何的在艰难当中成为我们的供应，
when we have experienced how he had become our provision in our difficulties.
他如何借着灵粮来使我们得着生命的力量，
that with the spiritual food he gave us strength.
他如何借着活水来解我们的干渴，
with the living water he quenches our thirst.
我们对主的爱实在是越来越认识，
and we will know his love more and more.
我们实在是有这样的诗歌唱在神的面前说，哦，主大爱何丰满。
Well, then we have such a hymn to sing before the Lord, all the fullness of his love.
弟兄姊妹，当我们每个主日早晨我们聚在主的面前，
every morning, every Sunday morning as we gather before the Lord,
如果我们一周一周我们是这样子活在神的面前，
if every week we can live before the Lord in such a way,
我们是这样子经历主的带领，
if we can experience his leading,
我们是这样子享受神的供应，
if we can enjoy his provision,
我们在神的面前实在是把那新鲜活泼的爱和感谢都堆在他的面前，
we can pile, we can accumulate before his feet all this fresh love.
我们实在是可想神的心意是会何等的满足，何等的喜悦。
And we can imagine how pleased and satisfied his heart will be.
感谢主，他向着我们的意念。
I thank the Lord for his plan for us.
他实在是愿意我们的主耶稣基督那生命的性格能够成形在我们身上。
He truly desires that the character of our Lord Jesus will be fully formed in us.
叫我们这个人渐渐一点一点被主改变。
That gradually will be changed by the Lord.
我们的灵就披上荣耀的身躯。
And our spirit will be clothed with glory.
这荣耀就是我们的主自己。
This glory is our Lord himself.
当神在我们身上这样子来熬炼我们、试验我们之后，
when the Lord tries us and refines us,
当神这样带领我们经过水火之后，
after he bring us through fire and water,
我们这个人就渐渐被主来改变，
and we will be changed.
我们的心思就渐渐像主的心思，
our mind will become like his mind.
我们的意念渐渐像主的意念，
our thoughts will become his thoughts.
我们的情感也渐渐像主的情感，
our will and character will be like his.
我们就开始能够爱主所爱的，
so we'll begin to delight in what he delights.
我们能够爱我们所看得见的弟兄，
and we can love the brothers and sisters that we can see.
我们也能够恨主所恨恶的，
we can also hate what he hates.
我们就能够与罪恶隔绝，
and we'll be separated from sin.
我们就能够从世界中被主分别出来，
we can be separated from this world.
我们就能够在地上走主所走的道路。
We can walk on this path that the Lord has tread upon.
我们能够在地上来彰显主自己荣耀的见证。
So that we can be a testimony of His glory.
当张立兄出狱之后不久，
when his brother John was released from prison,
他又被捕入狱。
Very soon he was captured into prison again.
这一次他所面临的是一个生命的威胁。
This time it was a life threat.
在被捕之后没有多久，
after he was in prison again,
我们弟兄和他的家人就知道他面临的是死刑。
And very soon he and his family found out that he was facing capital punishment.
有看见的弟兄做见证告诉我们。
And some brother bore the testimony.
当我们弟兄经过那七年的监狱和劳改的生活，
after 7 years of imprisonment and labor reform,
我们看见主的生命在我们弟兄身上更加的丰富。
The life of the Lord Jesus was more.And became richer in our brother John's life.
当那一天，我们弟兄和另外50多位的死刑犯被押到那个刑场的时候，
and when he was taken to the place of execution with 50 other prisoners,
其他的囚犯都面色紫青苍白。
All the other prisoners, their face has changed.
但我们的弟兄他却仰天平安的，带着平安的面容。
Yet our brother had this.Great peace in his face, and he was facing heaven.
有看见的人说，弟兄好像在那里唱诗歌。
Some brothers that saw said later that they thought the brother was singing him.
他面容安详，好像站在讲台讲道一样。
He was in great peace, as if he was standing on the podium preaching.
当他走在赴刑场的路上，
and he was walking on the way to be executed.
押解他的警察看到他的这样的一个情形，
and the police that was taking him saw his face.
就用脚狠狠地踹了他的腿，
and kicked his leg very hard.
我们弟兄带着那瘸的腿一跛一跛地走到他要行刑的地方，
and with the limp leg, he continued to walk until the place of execution.
我们的弟兄依然仰天,
and he continued to face heaven.
依然蛮有平安, 蛮有安详地走在主的面前,
and with great peace and joy, he walked before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹,让我们看见我们弟兄实在知道他所信的是谁。
And our brother truly know whom he has believed.
我们弟兄他所走的道路实在是见证他的一生都是蒙神所带领。
The way that he walked truly was a testimony to say all the way his Savior leads him.
我们看见我们弟兄他的灵就披上了荣耀的身躯。
We see that his spirit was clothed in glory.
就飞入天上的光明处。
And he went to, he had wings to its flight to the realms of day.
我想我们弟兄会不会跟 Fanny Crosby 姐妹同样唱她这首诗歌的最后一句。
Perhaps he was singing the last line of this hymn just as Sister Fanny Crosby did.
我想他们也何等盼望每个蒙恩的儿女也同样的唱这样的一首诗歌。
And they have a desire for all the children of the Lord to have to sing the same hymn.
就是我们都要永远唱此佳句。
That this is my song through endless ages.
蒙他引领我一路,
Jesus led me all the way.
因为当我, 到今年年底, 我也回想过去这一年,
As we come to the end of the year and I look back to the past year,
我也回想过去, 蒙恩一生的道路,
and I was reminded of all my days as I was being led by His grace.
虽然可能还不到一生, 可能是半生,
Perhaps it's not even my whole full life yet. It's only half of my life.
实在是见证, 主的大爱和丰满,
but I can truly testify how of His love and His fullness.
因为我们是这样不配的人,
because we are unworthy,
但主却是那样的爱了我们,
yet He has loved us so much.
到今日, 祂还保守我们,
until today, He still keeps us.
我姐妹提醒我, 在我们刚蒙恩的时候, 有一件事情,
my wife reminded me when we were saved, there was one thing that happened.
就是那时候呢, 我们刚刚信主, 实在是主的爱充满在我们心里。
When we were just believing in the Lord, His love filled our heart.
有一天我们从前聚会的地方呢, 就办了一次, 特别的聚会。
One day there was a special meeting.
在聚会当中, 讲员实在是把主的爱, 实在是说在我们当中。
The speaker really spoke of the love of the Lord.
圣灵实在是也在我们弟兄姐妹的心里面, 在那里工作。
Through the Spirit, He is working and moving in our hearts.
当讲员在最末了, 他问大家说, 有谁愿意把自己奉献给主?
At the end of the message, the speaker asked, who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord?
我和我姐妹呢, 我们都举手了。
And my wife and I both raised our hands.
我们都上到讲台上去。
We all went up to the podium.
如果你们问我们, 那时候我们, 哎呀, 怎么就知道把自己奉献给主?
And if anyone asked me at that time, how do you know that you should consecrate yourself to the Lord?
弟兄姐妹,我们实在是不知道。
And we did not know.
真的是不知道。
We truly didn't know.
但就很简单的, 就是因为主的爱, 在我们里面激励我们。
But it was very simple, because His love constrains us.
我们虽是这样的不配,
even though we're undeserving,
神却是那样的爱了我们。
Yet He loved us so much.
当我们还做罪人的时候, 基督就为我们死了。
When we're still sinners, Christ died for us.
神既不爱惜他自己的儿子, 白白地为我们舍了。
God did not spare His own Son and was given Him freely for us.
这是神的大爱, 这样的激励我们。
His love constrained us.
我们就把自己奉献给主。
And we simply consecrated ourselves to Him.
我开玩笑说, 我可能当时啊, 还没有读到罗马书第12章第1节。
Jokingly, I was just saying that perhaps I didn't even read Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
我可能也不懂, 像在座的弟兄姐妹, 特别年轻弟兄姐妹, 都知道我们要将身体献上, 当作活祭献给神。
I didn't even understand, as many of our young people already know, that we need to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
但是很简单的, 就是因为主的爱激励,
but it was very simple because of His love.
我们就答应了主的呼召,
we just answered to His calling.
就把自己奉献给主,
and we consecrated ourselves.
回头一看,
when we look back,
15, 16年,
and it was 15, 16 years has passed.
才看见这一路, 实在是蒙主的带领。
We can see all the way our Savior leads us.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
我们的主是何等的配。
How worthy is He?
我们是何等的不配。
How unworthy we are.
但主今天愿意接纳我们这些不配的人。
Yet He's willing to accept all of us who are undeserving.
我们岂不应该甘心乐意把自己献给他?
How should we now rise up and give ourselves to Him freely?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us continue to bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你，向着我们所怀的意念。
Lord, we thank and praise you for your thoughts towards us.
主，虽然过去我们多少时候我们误会了你，我们埋怨你。
Even though so often in the past we have misunderstood you and murmured against you.
但主，我们回头一看，这一路实在是满了你的带领，满了你的保守。
But when we look back, we see that our whole life had been kept and led by you.
主，我们在你面前只能说感谢。只能说赞美。
We can only thank you and praise you.
主，早晨愿你的爱再次来激励我们。
This morning may your love constrain us once again.
主啊，激励我们每一个蒙你所爱的人。
To encourage everyone who is loved by you.
主啊，我们都来思想。
That we can all meditate.
你既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们
舍了。You did not spare your own son and delivered him for us.
主，你还有什么好处留下不给我？
How will you spare anything else?
主啊，愿我们众人都愿意把自己来奉献给你。
We want to consecrate ourselves to you.
让你来带领我们一生的道路。
That you can lead all the days of our life.
让我们来经历你每一次的供应。
So that we can experience your provision.
主，叫你在我们身上，你那爱我们、拯救我们、拣选我们的旨意，能够成就在我们身上。
That your purpose to love us, to choose us, and to lead us will be accomplished in our lives.
主，愿你的心得着满足。
May your heart be satisfied.
也叫你得着喜悦。
That you can be delighted.
感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你将爱了我们。
Thank you for loving us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.